This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, announcing he is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company. Biden, the son of the 2020 presidential hopeful, has become the center of a political firestorm regarding allegations of corruption during his previous position on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the younger Biden says,
"No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea."
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump wants Turkey to stop its invasion of northern Syria at once. Pence also announcing he's going to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A 13-year veteran cop in Montgomery County, Maryland, shot and killed in the line of duty in a parking garage yesterday morning. The acting police chief, Marcus Jones, says Officer Thomas Bamba had radioed for backup to help him with what he described as disorderly subjects.
When fellow officers arrived to assist, they found Officer Bamba suffering from a gunshot wound.
They have not yet identified any suspects. About half of Chicago's voters say they support the possible teachers' strike there. The Sun-Times ABC 7 Chicago poll showing 49% of voters either strongly or somewhat support a teacher walkout. 38% against it. Teachers could be on the picket lines as soon as Thursday if the union and the city don't work out a new agreement. 12 Democratic candidates will be on a debate stage in Ohio tonight. It'll be shown on CNN. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nearly half Chicago's voters surveyed say they're in support of a teacher's strike. The survey was done by the Sun-Times ABC 7 Chicago pollsters, and it shows that 49% of the voters either strongly or somewhat support a walkout by the teachers. 38% were clearly opposed. The teachers could hit the picket lines as early as Thursday if the contract talks with the city don't yield a deal. Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is to be arraigned in court shortly on groping charges. The actor has reportedly been accused by at least 5 women. He's only been charged in 2 of the cases. One of his attorneys says he plans to plead not guilty. The Fox News Channel announcing how it's handling the sudden loss of one of its biggest names.
This is my last newscast here. Thank you for watching today and over the decades.
Until a permanent anchor is named to succeed Shepard Smith, his 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time hour will be staffed by other anchors from the network's news division. For the time being, it means Brett Baer, Chris Wallace, Britt Hume, Shannon Bream, Martha McCallum, Bill Hemmer, and John Roberts will be among the Fox Newsers taking turns anchoring that hour. Additionally, the Fox News president and executive editor Jay Wallace says the replacement show will remain a solid news hour and will end up having a designated anchor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got Becky Nordquist going to be joining us here in a few seconds. Her story is so incredible and touching. It is all wrapped, we might say, in the concept of Before We Said Hello. The lyrics and the music, so touching and targeted, to coincide with today, October the 15th, to coincide with National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day, which includes but is not limited to miscarriage, stillbirth, SIDS, or the death of a newborn. Becky, let's bring you on right now. Becky Nordquist joins us. Becky, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Well, your story, the chapters that are written all bundled into Before We Said Hello is so incredible. I know our audience is going to be, you know, touched because the fact of the matter is that we have women and, dare I say, fathers who have experienced the loss of a child. And, I think this is a good thing to be able to allow for healing and discuss, National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day because of the impact that it has on women in particular and families in general.
Absolutely. There's one in four. That's a lot of people to be walking around with this wound. So yeah. We're just praying that it will help people to go one step forward because, you know, this isn't something that we get over. It's something that we learn to walk forward with.
Yes.
And certainly that's the hope and prayer for the project.
For the rest of your life, I mean, you deal with this, right? I mean, it's as someone said, you don't get over, you go through it. And everybody bears their own scar and their own story. Becky Nordquist, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is an accomplished singer, songwriter. She's a worship leader, honed her music writing skills while working with, John Chisholm, founder of the Nashville Christian Songwriters and Grammy Award winning songwriter recording artist, David Baroni, as well as, Siler and Wood. And, so, Becky, tell us your story. How did Before We Said Hello, how did you get involved? What happened here?
There was a providential meeting, a mutual friend between Steve Siler, who is the, like as you mentioned, a founder of Music for the Soul and a Dove Award, multiple award-winning songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a providential meeting, and I shared with him a demo that I actually worked on with Nashville Christian Songwriters, and David Baroni really walked me through that song and shared it with him and shared the story because it was birthed out of a morning where my husband and I woke up. We were experiencing, we had been through like 2 years of just constant loss. We had five pregnancy losses. We had our stillborn son, Nicholas. We lost my mom. I actually miscarried the day of my father-in-law's funeral.
Oh, my
gosh. And then, you know, a friend that also had a couple of losses, she passed away in my basement, and I could not revive her. And, you know, so it was my brother died. It was just crazy. Like, literally every month for almost 2 years, we experienced loss.
Wow.
And, you know, so my husband and I woke up one morning, and we're just going, where is God? God, yeah. Did we do something wrong? Are you angry with us? And so the song that I sent to Steve was the song that was birthed out of that morning. And Steve immediately heard the story of loss, and he said, I just wrote a song called Before We Said Hello. And listening to your music and your story, you're the one that has to sing this. And so it started with one song, and it just grew from there. So it's definitely been a healing process for me to be involved with this project, too.
Well, and the lyrics that Stephen has written here is very powerful. And we're going to play the song for everybody in a little bit, but right now, let me just give them a feel for the lyrics. It says, we're so excited, what anticipation, we prepared a place for you inside our hearts. Oh, how you were wanted. We had plans and dreams, then in an instant it all came apart. Like a flower that was crushed before it could bloom, like a story just begun that ended much too soon. We grieve love interrupted that has no place to go. We said goodbye before we said hello. The first verse and the refrain. Wow, what a powerful lyric. And so here you are, and you had presented another song, and he lays this at your feet. What do you say?
I was in shock at first. Mm-hmm. My jaw was dropping at the floor because, you know, I'm a chicken farmer. I mean, I have chickens and a goat and horses and kids. You know, I'm this little Midwest gal that just loves to lead God's people in worship.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of, and then for God to pull this out where probably one of the deepest pains of my life, and say, okay, I want you to go outside the four walls of the church and take my light into this pain for people. Wow. You know, there's something so humbling and so honoring because I've been gifted the opportunity to walk with people already, and it's just releasing today. So, I mean, I was humbled and so grateful and just honored that he would ask me to do that. And like I said, it has healed so much in my own grieving mama heart, this process.
I bet. And for your husband as well. I'm with your husband in this, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think that, you know, sometimes we forget the men. But they're right there. And, you know, you talk about the quiet voices. They have to be their, you know, support for their wives. But they have hearts, and their hearts are grieving as well. Now, you know, my sense was, as I was reading these lyrics, and I read it last night, and that's why I wanted to share, you know, some with our audience here, is that did you have this sense that Steve, you know, had looked into your heart? I mean, because these lyrics, oh, my gosh. I mean, what did he go through to write this song?
Oh, you know, he actually heard the story of a woman. She said there's a topic that Music for the Soul hasn't encompassed yet, and it's pregnancy and infant loss. And often this is a topic that is just silent. You know, we don't talk enough about it. So she shared her story, and it's so great because he was just at the conference that they met at, and she was there. So to be able to share with her, hey, we recorded your story in song is incredible. So it was so neat when he sent me the picture this past week of her and he. I so wish I could have met her. I know we're going to connect at some point, but, you know, he is just, wow. I cannot say enough about this dear man.
Yeah.
He has beautiful hearts.
Well, he must. He must for him to understand and translate from this other woman's pain and not only woman but women. And this is something I'm sure that anybody that has experienced loss, you know, we haven't even talked about abortion, but I'm sure people who, you know, have experienced abortion, this is going to be meaningful for them as well, don't you think?
Oh, already. I've had stories, already hearing stories of women who are taking a step toward healing, the healing process, because they often,
exactly.
You know,
well, Becky, we got to go to break, and I promise everybody we will play the song when we come back.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Bill Martinez live.
Like a flower that was crowned before it could bloom, like a story just begun that ended much too soon. Grief of interrupted, we have no place to go. We said goodbye. Hello.
said hello. This is the new song that is just being released, along with the devotional package that is incredibly comprehensive and healing, as you can imagine. Becky Nordquist is with us. Becky, wow. Your voice with this song, Steve was exactly right. You were definitely the one to be singing this song.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is all being unveiled today, ladies and gentlemen, to coincide with National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day. And as Becky was sharing in the initial segment here, so many women, what are we talking about, the impact of women and families that have lost a child, due to, maybe a miscarriage? But you said there's much more. I mean, Infant Loss Remembrance Day, you know, covers SIDS, any child that was lost, right?
Stillbirth, and, it's just, and it's incredible, the numbers. And the thing is I'm not even confident that the statistics that we have are accurate, because so many go through multiple losses, and there's so many that don't ever go to their doctors, so it's not really recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just unbelievable, and yet no one really talks about it. I was just speaking with a lady last night at a Wave of Light ceremony, and she said, you know, it's that secret club, and we talked about that. And I'm like, why? There are so many wounded walking. You know, certainly the conversation's come far, but it has not quite come far enough. And, I kind of say what's hidden, it's difficult to heal. Mm-hmm. And and having just the tribe, so to speak, you know, I mean, the common denominator amongst people who go through this is isolation. They feel alone, and you know, there's guilt and shame involved. I mean, I know that some people say, well, how could you feel guilty? Well, as a mom, you know, you're a life giver. You know, mm-hmm. That's how we were created, to be nurturing and to give life. And so then suddenly, you know, with pregnancy loss, you suddenly are forced into participating in the death of your baby. And mm-hmm. So there's the questions of, did I not take my vitamins regularly enough? Should I not have been on that medication? Should I have eaten better, slept more, not carried that box around? You know, you go through all of those things, and there's just guilt. And, many women struggle to get pregnant again. And so there's some shame that they carry, and all of them, they don't lead to freedom, those three things. And I think there's freedom to be found when we join arms and we care for each other as a community.
Mm-hmm. And this is really what it's all about, is freedom, is it not? I mean, mm-hmm. Freedom in Christ, God wants us to be free and to live life in its abundance, in all that it has to offer. And life gets in the way in this side of heaven, in this fallen world, and death is part of it. And when it happens, especially like this, it can be so devastating. But God knows. And this is what Before We Said Hello is all about. This combined music devotional book, because this is a devotional book. I mean, you talk about a small group study. You know, women, men may want to get together and, do this and go through this healing process. Because, as you said, you know, silently women, you know, go about their day. And like anything, even women who have experienced abortion, Becky, it just cycles in. All of a sudden, it's just like that. Your mind hits that part of the hard drive in your mentality, and it's just like all of a sudden you get this like mini crash, and these emotions that come upon you, realizing, oh my God, I've done this. But if you haven't brought it to the Father, and you haven't opened it up for healing, you continue to be enslaved and trapped and less free as a result of that. And that's not God's desire for us, is it?
No, and it is almost like we're wasting the cross, you know? And, you know, if you look at, it's funny because we've had such opposition, and I'm like, Lord, why? You know, we're talking about pregnancy and infant loss, and he revealed to me those three things. He said, Mikey, look. Isolation, shame, and guilt. Who is the master at using those?
Exactly.
It is our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he seek to do but destroy us, you know, kill, destroy, and render useless for the kingdom? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned abortion, and I can't tell you the number of women that I have spoken with and prayed with who are sitting in our churches today in shame and fear.
Right.
Because they don't want to come forward and be honest about where they've been out of fear of how the people will within the church
right.
will handle that. And, you know, Jesus died for all sin, or he didn't die for any. We don't get to choose which ones.
Right.
And so there is mercy and grace. And I just, you know, if we could take a moment as the body of Christ and become the hands and feet of mercy and grace and love,
mm-hmm.
and really reflect the love of Jesus to these women who are not just grieving sin, they're grieving their baby.
Right.
And that baby is in the arms of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Becky, what I have found, and I've had the privilege to, after the release of, because we work so closely with the producers and writers of the Gosnell movie and Unplanned, Abby Johnson, and in fact, we just had Ashley Brasher on the show and had an extensive interview with her. And, you know, the way God's using this young woman, I mean, it is phenomenal, and it's healing. But, you know, as I shared with the churches, I went and cautioned them and said, look at, this isn't judgment, you know, because you'd be surprised how many people in the pews have been affected. You know, this is family impact, because we have mothers, we have fathers, and I've talked often on this show about the silent cry of Rachel that is happening in the hearts of men. Men are realizing, you know, in fact, I interviewed the writer for the upcoming movie Roe v. Wade, and as we're talking, I'm relating to him about women and about the lie that, you know, that our culture bought into, and these women bought in, and all these women had bought into, that, oh, it's nothing, it's just like a cancer cell, you're just cutting it out. And amazingly, if it was so inconsequential, why were women telling me, Bill, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13? And as I'm relating this to him, he starts crying, and he goes, Bill, he goes, my child would have been 23 today. And I said, you know, this is the thing, is that men today are realizing that we've all participated in this, call it what you want, in this murder, infanticide, in this big lie, we've participated. But God's grace is more than enough. And we have to trust, that. And God wants healing for us all. And, you know, people that you're sitting next to in the pew at church, they carry the burden of this. And that's not God's intent. God wants us all to walk in freedom and grace and mercy, as you say. And look, we've made a big error, and the cross is big enough to handle it, isn't it?
Yes, he carried the burden so we wouldn't have to. I mean, and he wants, you know, he came so that we would have what? Life, and have it to the full. You know, when we're fully reliant, and anything that we lay down before his throne, he takes up. He takes up our ashes, and he gives us beauty back.
Amen. Amen. We're hearing in the background here, Heaven's Playground, which is the one that started it all for you, didn't it, Becky? Yeah. What a great cut. So how can people be in touch with you? We got about 30 seconds left, Becky Nordquist.
You can go to www.musicforthesoul.org, and everything's available there.
And you can listen to the full rendition of both songs, turn it up loud, and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and heal these wounds. God is more than enough, and we thank God for his mercy and grace. And we thank you, Becky Nordquist and Steve, for what you guys have been doing as well. Take care. God bless.
Said you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me.
and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The son of former Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, announcing he is stepping down from the board of a Chinese-backed private equity company. Biden, the son of the 2020 presidential hopeful, has become the center of a political firestorm regarding allegations of corruption during his previous position on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the younger Biden says,
"No, I don't regret being on the board. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea."
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump wants Turkey to stop its invasion of northern Syria at once. Pence also announcing he's going to Turkey to further discuss the situation in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, the life of land I once lived in.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, this month, October, it's National Bullying Prevention Month, and the first of its kind global learner survey of 11,000 people finds 84% of Americans are expressing concerns about bullying, both online and in person, and that schools are less safe than they were 25 years ago. Wow. The study by learning company Pearson finds a dramatic shift toward virtual learning like fully online school, a growing option for students in grades K through 12. Joining us with more details is Melissa Brown, the director for Connections Academy Online Schools at Pearson. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so what does the data tell us about bullying in schools in the U.S.? I mean, the fact that it's increasing, that's not good.
Well, the data is clear, and the statistic that you read is an important one. Our families and folks around the globe think that schools are less safe than they were 25 years ago. I think one of those issues is around bullying, and in my experience as a leader of an online school, is that bullying is a real problem in brick-and-mortar schools, and more kids are flocking to full-time online schools. And the schools that I run, a full-time online school, just to clarify, is a school that serves students just as a traditional school would, but the method of delivery is different. The school, students are attending school full-time online.
Don't you love the technology these days that the kids have an alternative? And, you know, what kind of impact are you seeing with digital and virtual learning that it's having on education, especially through K through 12 now?
the possibilities are literally endless. And as for the larger educational landscape, I think technology's impact is incredible. So we're seeing things that we've never seen before. We're being given the opportunity, or students are being given the opportunity to learn in a variety of ways.
Mm-hmm.
They're accessing content online. They're using real-time and synchronous learning opportunities to talk with students all over the globe. I think that we'll see the impact for many years to come on the larger landscape. But most of all, it's providing us options.
Mm-hmm.
And kids have all kinds of options now about what kind of school that they can attend. As for the impact on kids, I think the biggest benefit of technology is personalization. So students can learn in a way that is meaningful to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll see that for years to come.
As a visionary of this growing discipline, Melissa, I kind of imagine this is exciting for you because, as you say, there's endless opportunity here because, hey, you got these kids, and with each kid comes a different possible format and approach, right?
Right. I mean, it's super exciting. As an educator, it's almost, supporting the survey. It says people are looking for do-it-yourself educational experience, and they can... We can no longer just put kids in a mold, but we can give them personalized learning, and they can learn anytime, anywhere. I'm super excited about what the future holds.
And Melissa, I tell you, what I like about this in a way, traditionally we look at school and, where did you graduate from? Oh, you graduated from this highly credentialed school or, this prestigious school and that. But I think, as more of these schools are opening up, what people are realizing that it's not about the brick and mortar building that you went to or the branded institution you went to is, hey, do you have the goods? And if the kids are learning, whether it's online or whatever way they're doing, and they can produce, I mean, that's what this is all about eventually, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And students at our schools have gone on to attend colleges and universities all over the country. There hasn't been any concern about the rigor of the curriculum in our online environment. And so to your point, yes, I think it's very exciting. I think it's more about what students are learning and a little bit less about the building that they're learning in.
Mm-hmm. What about socialization? How do the kids that attend an online school, how do they socialize?
They do it just like kids in the bricks and mortar. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and she is sitting there on her phone all the time texting and FaceTiming her friends, and that's not at all unlike what happens in online schools.
Mm-hmm.
Kids can meet each other online in their synchronous learning environment, but also they attend field trips throughout the school year. There are dances. There's a prom at the end of the school year. So the students, they're finding ways to socialize.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they probably have their, regular activities. Could be soccer or baseball, some other sport activity that they do outside of the online school, which is what they do outside of school anyway, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Well, what kind of options are available to students who choose online education?
Well, as I mentioned, there are some full-time options. There are schools that are open. Connections Academies are open to students in 28 states, for instance. They are full-time statewide schools, so they're serving students all over those states. There's also supplemental programs. So in a traditional bricks-and-mortar school district, students can access online courses to support AP studies or dual credit options. There's driver's ed, for example. My daughter just finished driver's ed online, which is kind of an interesting thought, but,
mm-hmm.
but it's an effective way to get the information so that the student can move forward.
Well, we're talking with Melissa Brown, Director of Schools for Pearson Online and Blended Learning. In this role, she oversees school operations for a large statewide online schools in California, Pennsylvania, and Indiana. Melissa, if parents do consider virtual schools for their children, what should they look for in finding a good online school?
Well, it's really important that they do their homework. All online schools operate differently. There are families of schools that operate the same, but for the most part, just looking for any school, the parent should do her homework or his homework. And in that, I mean, look to see if the teachers are engaging with the student and how regularly that happens. Find out what the expectations are. interactions are for contact? What does that interaction look like? Is the curriculum solid? And at the end of the day, it's really important that the family just find the option that works for them and works for the student. So, you know, as with any big decision, it's important for that student to just, or for the parent to really look and find out as much as they can before they make that decision.
You know, Melissa, we opened up this segment talking about bullying and, and what a menace it has become. What have you found, you know, with the children in an online school environment? Okay, you're not in a brick-and-mortar school, so you're not dealing with the bullies as much, but bullying just seems to be so pervasive and around. So now in an online environment, I imagine for parents it gives them some comfort because it gives them a little bit more control and manageability of, this intrusion of bullying. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I would say that a good number of families come to us because they're looking for a safe environment and physically safe environment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we'll ever be able to get rid of all kinds of bullying, but this does place students in a situation where they can focus on their academics. They can sort of strip away all the other things that are happening in a physical school building to focus on academics. I can easily give you an example. We had a student who came to us in sixth grade, and he was overweight. Kids were teasing him mercilessly. He just couldn't focus on his academics because people were being so mean. So
right.
Enrolling in our school allowed him to gain his footing, and he went back to that first-and-order school and has been there since and has done well. I call that a success.
Yes. No, that's excellent. As we wrap things up, Melissa, remind everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
It's easy to find information at connectionsacademy.com. And for more information on the survey, you can visit pearson.com.
Well, Melissa Brown, Director for Connections Academy Online Schools at Pearson. Melissa, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live. You come with me.
I'll tell you, run into the truth, no matter where it leads. That's what it's all about, and we encourage all to get in the race, okay? The race to truth. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our next guest says, America doesn't need gun control. It needs more father figures. Mark Hancock joins us now. He's the head of a faith-based scouting organization, Trail Life USA. You've heard him on the show several times before. Had an opportunity to talk with Mark, and I always enjoy our time together and his experience. And you know, when he says we need more father figures, you know, Mark, I got to tell you, this is the thing that we hear consistently of these shooters that comes up. You know, there's mental questions, there's other things that come into play. But the one thing that seems to be greatly underplayed is the absence of father figures in the lives of these people that perpetrate these horrific crimes.
Yeah, you're right on there, Bill, and thanks for having me on again. But you're absolutely right. I mean, we want to look at a solution for these types of tragedies, and it is a tragedy. But we're looking in all the wrong places. I'm not an expert on guns, but I am an expert on boys, and I can tell you that what it is that we're doing to boys in this culture today is producing things like they're now twice as likely to be special education, 3 times more likely to have ADHD, their suicide rates are soaring, their drug abuse rates are soaring, their mental health issues are soaring. All these things are feeding into the type of things that you see. But if you look at the common factors to these things that we're seeing, these mass shootings, the one thing that lines up, it isn't a gun, it isn't necessarily even a mental health issue, it isn't so many of the other things we're pointing at. It's 26 out of the last 27 mass shooters were accomplished by young men who did not have their father in the household. Mm-hmm. And so you look at that and you say, okay, there's something going on here. We've got to fix this.
Yes.
And it's really a worldwide issue because as we're lifting people out of poverty, two incomes are less needed in households. And so we're seeing that there's a lot of single moms who are doing an amazing job all over the United States and more around the world than ever before. But we've forgotten that these boys need a male role model to help them develop into winning and confident men.
This is in part, Mark, has it not been as a result of, you know, some institutionalized thinking, you know, people thinking, oh, well, for some reason we want to promote and celebrate single mothers. And there's things that have exacerbated the problem, have gotten the father out of the household. The way these institutions, whether it's divorce court, family court, you know, I mean, on and on. I mean, they've all, you know, I mean, this is really a systemic issue, is it not?
Yeah, and again, the way that we've dealt with men and what it is we've done men over the last generation, the way we've discounted their role, we've left men without purpose.
And they used to be the ones who were the heroes that went to war for us. And then we had generations of men who went to work for us. So they were either killing themselves on the battlefield or giving their lives on the battlefield or giving their lives through stress and heart attacks and everything else because they're going to the workplace. But at least they had a purpose. Mm-hmm. And they did that willingly knowing that they were going to help their family and they're going to build their family and encourage their family. But they've lost that ability to carry that role with such defined function to say, I am doing this for the good of other people. And instead, these things that men did, the risk and the competition and the working hard and throwing themselves into something, has been converted into something we're calling toxic masculinity.
Right.
And so we're discounting men for these wonderful traits that they have of being able to do just really hard things. Now, that isn't to discount women at all. And, but you're not, we're not taking away from women to say that men have a role in our society that's good for society. In fact, you can look at society and say that much of what we have that's good is because we had winning and focused men who went out and did what needed to be done, mm-hmm. and it worked. But men they've lost that focus, they're losing that purpose, and it's showing. And the next generation, the boys that we're raising right now, are particularly feeling. That's why in Trail Life USA, we put boys in a troop setting, a patrol setting. And they have a clear hierarchical set of men who are working with them to develop them. And if they don't have a dad in that troop, they have a dad like. There's a man in that troop who's helping to take that boy on his wing, make sure he has what he needs to be successful.
Exactly. Well, I'm encouraged to hear what you're saying. I mean, Dr. Warren Farrell has been on with us many times. He wrote the book. It's a definitive book called The Boy Crisis. You might be familiar with it. The research that he and John Gray have done is just phenomenal. And it's all empirical evidence what has happened. And so the question is, now what are we going to do about it? The good news is men are still men. You know, we're still wired to do this, and it's almost like we've been put on the bench. You know, we've been taken off the playing field by the feminists, I'd say some wrong-headed government interference in the court system and that. And but the good news is that we're not rendered. I mean, we may be in the field of battle neutered, but we have not been totally, that we're still there to participate. And this wrong can be righted. And, and this is what you're fighting for. You're doing it at your level where you can right now. But something on a larger scale has to take place, because here we are as the result of, at least a generation where you say where we've had, now today it's defined as toxic masculinity. But the fact of the matter is that in our movies and television series and all these other things, the father has been maligned and negated. And the children of today are paying a big price for that. Thank you very much.
They really are, and it hurts men and women, mm-hmm. to because of what we're losing in men. But I love what Dr. Farrell talks about, where he says that what we need is a sense of community. And then, even though he isn't a man of faith himself, he does say faith plays an important role, and that's missing from boys. And so in Trail Life USA, we give a strong sense of community. I mean, you're wearing a uniform, you're part of a patrol, you have a name on a patrol, you have your role that you serve, you're working together with other boys and with other men, and so you're part of this, you have a sense of community about the care that you have one for another. And then also we have the faith element. We're unapologetically Christ-centered, and we are also boy-focused. We're committed to boys. We're not going to leave that space. Boys need us. And so we cover both of those things. We have that faith element that says that there's something bigger than you are that you can be a part of, that you're accountable to. But there's also this community that you're in where you lift up each other and you encourage each other. And boys who have that going on, strong sense of community, strong sense of faith, are not taking guns in crowded places.
Exactly.
So the solution is to pay attention to what it is, the harm that we're doing to boys. It's wonderful to celebrate women and girls. We do that, and they're getting a lot of that, and they needed that. But you hear, you can be strong, and you can be anything you want to be. We say that to girls all the time. We've stopped saying that to boys because we're afraid that we're going to trigger some sort of mass toxic acting out. But the truth is, boys need to hear that too. They need to hear what it is that they're capable of doing it. And they're getting lost in this, and it's no wonder that we're seeing the types of tragedies that we're seeing.
Well, elevating one sex or one gender shouldn't be at the expense of the other. If it is, it's wrong-headed. It's really that simple. I mean, whatever it is should elevate both. It's kind of, speaking of Dr. Farrell again and John Gray, they have daughters. And what stopped them, and of course, the story of Dr. Farrell is that, he and John sat there and said, gosh, we have girls. What kind of husbands are they going to marry? Who's going to be my son-in-law if we've devastated, the sex? And what are they going to end up with? Some man-child that's more interested in video games than providing and protecting his family?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? But if we're going to turn out young men like this in our community where the schools are not made for them and they're feeling lost in the schools already, they can't wait to get out, and we take away that risk in competition, we tell them that they can't. In the schools now, that say that you can't play tag because it's too competitive. Mm-hmm. Or you can't play Red Rover, these games that we played when we were growing up because it's too aggressive. Well, if you take that out of boys, they're going to find that somewhere, and where they're discovering where they can do risk and competition is in video games.
Yes.
So we're driving them to the indoors where there's competition, there's risk, there's levels, all the things that boys and young men need in order to be that challenge that they need to succeed. So we're driving them to this virtual reality inside, and then we're criticizing them for playing so many video games. So they really can't win. They can't compete in the real world. They can't compete in the virtual world without being put down. And we've got to open up again this idea that it's okay to try really hard at something. Mm-hmm. I like to call it these unproductive narcissists that we're creating. They're unproductive because we really don't expect anything of them.
Right.
We snowplow the roads for them. We make it easy for them. So they're unproductive, and they're narcissists because they think that they can do things that they haven't even tried yet.
Right.
And failure is an incredible teacher. And we've got to put boys in positions where they get a chance to succeed, to do something hard, to discover that they can, then also a chance to fail, where they do something they don't do well, but they say to themselves, you know what, I'm going to take another shot at it, or I need to work harder, I should have done this different,
exactly.
Or maybe that isn't quite the thing I need to apply myself to. And they're losing out on that, and it's no wonder we're seeing what we're seeing.
Well, Mark, this is really dangerous. I mean, you think about these young men, these young boys being ripe for the picking, to surrender any kind of capitalistic idea and surrender to socialism and to be controlled and to surrender their freedoms. I mean, it's pretty dangerous when you think about it.
It is. We're putting them in a position where that's exactly what they're going to need, is a society that controls them and that mothers them, because we're taking away from them the opportunity to be responsible for their own future.
Mark, 10 seconds left. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
TrailLifeUSA.com, TrailLifeUSA.com, two L's in the middle. We're in all 50 states, over 30,000 members. We're about 5 years old. We're chartered out of about 840 churches across the country.
Original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know.